Good afternoon. On January 13, 2015, a freshman female university student became ill. Serogroup B Neisseria meningitidis was isolated from her blood. The pink lettering here indicates that she's a female, and the yellow arrow indicates that she's a freshman. The olive leaves that she was enrolled in a Greek sorority, and the bunk beds that she indicate that she lived on in an on-campus dormitory. On January 31st, a second freshman female university student developed similar symptoms, and serogroup B meningococcus was isolated from her blood. The isolate matched case 1 by pulse field gel electrophoresis, or PFGE, although no close epidemiologic links could be found between the two students. A close friend of case 2, a freshman male university student, developed symptoms within 24 hours of case 2. He was also diagnosed with serogroup B meningococcemia, which matched the previous isolates by PFGE. On February 17th, another freshman female began having flu-like symptoms, but was found dead in her dorm room the next morning. Serogroup B meningococcus was subsequently isolated on autopsy and matched all previous isolates by PFGE. Meningococcus is carried in the nose and throat of humans. Up to 10% of the population are asymptomatic carriers of meningococcus, but the frequency of carriage is highest in adolescents and young adults. The bacterium is spread via droplet transmission. Antibiotics can be effective at treating meningococcal disease, but the disease is fatal 10 to 15% of the time with treatment. Serogroup B meningococcal vaccines are new, with Trumemba, a 3-dose series licensed in October 2014, and Bexsero, a 2-dose series licensed in January 2015. This was one of the first outbreaks where both vaccines were publicly available, but no ACIP recommendations nor insurance coverage were available at the time. In addition to antibiotic prophylaxis for close contacts of each case, public health authorities recommended using a new serogroup B vaccine to stop the outbreak. The targeted at-risk population was determined to be all university undergraduates, which included all groups who were at higher risk, including dorm dwellers, Greek society members, and freshmen. The university contracted to use the 3-dose vaccine, Trumemba. 3 large mass vaccination clinics were scheduled over the coming months with the goal of vaccinating all university undergraduates with all 3 doses of the vaccine. Before I discuss the mass vaccination clinics, I'd like to finish telling you about the outbreak. 3 more cases occurred over the next 3 months. All subsequent cases were male. None were freshmen or lived on campus, but 2 were Greek society members and 1 attended Greek social events. All 7 isolates match by PFGE or whole genome sequencing. The first 2 mass vaccination clinics are shown here in March and May of 2015. The 3rd clinic was held in October 2015, and a final 4th clinic was held in February of this year. I will now present data from the first 3 mass vaccination clinics. To evaluate these clinics, we administered a survey to assess who was attending, what risk factors for invasive meningococcal disease those students had, and to learn from and improve upon the vaccination response. On entering the mass vaccination clinics, each student received a single-page voluntary survey that they were able to fill out while progressing through the clinic or during the 10-minute waiting period after receiving the vaccination. The Office of the Registrar at the university provided all denominator data. Vaccination clinic attendance rates were low, with less than a quarter of registered undergraduates presenting to any given clinic. However, of the students who attended the survey response rate was very good. We asked students what method of communication they would prefer regarding future vaccination clinics. The vast majority of students reported preferring an email from the university informing them of the vaccination clinics, despite wide use of social media on campus. We asked students why they decided to attend and get vaccinated. The most commonly cited reason was that they were concerned about getting meningitis or that their parent or guardian asked them to. Overall vaccination clinic attendance rates were low, with an average of 14% of enrolled undergraduate students attending each clinic. Shown here are the vaccination clinic attendance rates of the highest groups of university students. However, students affiliated with Greek fraternities and sororities, freshmen, and students who lived in on-campus dormitories were all more likely to attend a mass vaccination clinic than non-Greek students, non-freshman undergraduates, or those who lived off-campus, respectively. Using ACIP estimates for vaccine administration costs, we estimate that vaccinating the entire undergraduate population of 19,250 students would have cost more than $7 million. The cost per dose, including vaccine administration fees, would be $134 and $402 per student if every student on campus received the entire three-dose series. The actual cost of the campaign was approximately $1.8 million, or 23% of the projected total cost, but only 1,122 students, or 6% of enrolled undergraduates, received all three doses of the vaccine at a mass vaccination clinic. Given that the groups more at risk for disease disproportionately attended the mass vaccination clinics, in future large public university outbreaks, we recommend a more targeted approach to vaccination, and it may improve vaccination rates in truly at-risk populations. Limitations include this survey was only filled out by those students who attended mass vaccination clinics. In conclusion, we recommend for future meningococcal outbreaks at large public universities to use email to communicate with students about vaccination opportunities, engage parents and educate students, and target at-risk populations to apply interventions for those populations truly at risk for disease. Thank you.